Good morning. I want to start by thanking you all for giving me the opportunity to come up here and share my sermon with y'all. My name is Mason Perry, and I'm sure many of y'all know my parents, Angie and Andy Perry, and then my brothers, Austin and Logan Perry. Logan did not make it. Well, I've been lucky enough to attend New Hope my entire life, and it's really been a great experience, and sharing my sermon now is part of my testimony. It's a very, very humbling experience for me. I want to start by sharing a verse from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. This verse was shared with us on the high school senior retreat at a kind of an unwinding devotional time from Brian. And it's really it's a very impactful verse for the time that I'm coming up to in my life, going to college, moving out of the house, and I'm sure all the graduates could relate to that. And it really reinforces the fact that God has our back no matter what we do. If we allow him to, we will fit into his plan and we will prosper, and he's not gonna hurt us. We will have a future with God and be able to really grow our relationship with him. I'd like to share a little bit of how that's impacted my life through the past few years. I've been in youth group since sixth grade. I started as soon as I can, pretty much. I had a few hiatuses with migraines, but I'm back now. So it's really changed me. I've grown to be a completely different person, I like to think. I used to be a short, chubby kid that was afraid of speaking because I didn't want to be judged. I wouldn't want to come up here because I figured everybody would judge me. Everybody would think I'm doing something bad or wrong, but it really isn't that way. It never is that way. You're your own worst critic. You're the only one that really cares that much about what you're doing, and you treat yourself worse than other people really do. And for example, I had several years since I was about 10 that I wanted to give my heart to Christ, but I was terrified to walk up to the front of the church and actually make that leap because it scared me. I was afraid of people judging how I was walking up there, judging that, like, wow, that's a silly decision. But now I've learned that everybody really is happy for that decision. Everybody loves that decision, and they want to grow closer to God with you after you make that decision. I made it out to be a lot worse than it had to be, and I've done that with quite a few things in life, as we all do. But I'd like to think I've matured throughout youth group in both my personal life and my spiritual life. If you ask me what are two things that we really do well in youth group, I like to say it would be dinner theater and mission trips. We really reach out to people very well and thrive through those two activities. And those two show how I've really changed. They show how all of us have changed. Through dinner theater, I'm sure many of y'all have seen it, but back 6 years ago in 2012, I had a little tiny part, like one line, maybe even that. I think it was one line, and I don't even know if my character had a name. But these past 2 years, I've sang solos in the dinner theater, and I've actually enjoyed it. It's been a good time. It's been a great outreach opportunity and fundraiser for us. But if you asked me to sing and do these things in middle school, I would have been absolutely scared and terrified out of my mind. I definitely would not have done it. It just shows how we change as people, how we come out of our shells. And sometimes you don't even notice it. Sometimes it's really slow. And you look back several years later and you're like, wow, I've changed a lot. I'm a lot different. But sometimes it's also extremely sudden and abrupt. And that could be a good thing or a bad thing. Through mission trips, I've also changed a lot. I've been able to go on 7 trips throughout my time here so far. One to Honduras last summer, and then 6 others domestically throughout southeastern United States, roughly. And I'm very excited to go to Pennsylvania, to Maqua, I believe, in like 2 weeks. And then we leave for Honduras in mid to late July. So I'm thrilled for the memories we'll make on those trips. It'll be a good time. If you ask anybody in the youth group what's happened at a certain time in youth, just anything, like what did y'all do that year? Most likely the first answer would be, oh, we went we went here to Charleston that year on the mission trip. And we have our own way of telling time and showing what we've done through that, because they are such an impactful event on our lives. And I've gained lifelong friends and made memories that I'll cherish forever. And most importantly, on the 2014 trip to Asheville, I made that leap, stepped out of my comfort zone and gave my heart to Christ. And it was still terrifying when I walked up to the front, but I did it, and here we are today. So the youth group has been extremely important to me, probably one of the most important things in my life, if not the most, as a teenager. It's taught me how to grow and how to handle myself throughout life, not only around the church. It's been a place where I could come to unwind, a place where I could be myself truly and have fun, but at all the time just growing with God and becoming a better Christian. It's continued to plant the seeds in me and of faith so I can have that foundation and become a better Christian. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 through 7 says, "I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow." That verse is huge. It really reinforces, like the other one, that God is there. He's on our side. He's not to do things against us. He's trying to make us grow. I've been lucky enough to have wonderful parents that have brought me to church and helped plant those seeds and build those relationships with God before, so I can have a solid foundation in my life and keep going and hopefully grow my faith. I just want to take a quick second to ask, who in here has been involved in children's ministry at all, whether VBS, Sunday school, youth group? Just a quick show of hands. That's awesome. I really appreciate what y'all have done. I want to thank you for that, because you have, along with me, you've planted seeds of faith in everyone over here, all the graduates and all the youth that are still participating. It's really an awesome thing that y'all have done, and it's really given us a strong spiritual foundation for the rest of our lives, and we're extremely grateful for that. Throughout my life, one thing I've learned is that life's not always easy, and following Christ can make it more difficult. It's not to be that Christ is a burden. It's that sometimes Christianity can put you in situations that make you uncomfortable and even confused, since it is such a faith-based religion. There are some questions that we can't answer. We just have to say, "I don't know." That's what we believe in. That's what God's given us, and that's how we take it. So, there's a sermon I heard several years ago that really, it spoke to me, in the fact that I believe it was Dr. C saying that it's not a bad thing to be uncomfortable as a Christian. As the little shy kid that couldn't speak to anybody, that really spoke to me in a way that it was the uncomfortableness and nervousness I was feeling was a normal thing. That was even good in faith. It did take me a second to realize which was me just being a shy kid and which was me being uncomfortable ministering to others and that sort of thing. But I think that's allowed me to grow more as a Christian and really helped my spiritual growth. Within the church, we can easily fall into a sense of comfort. It's not a bad thing, but we can get into our routines of coming on Sunday and Wednesday and really not taking anything outside the walls of the church. It's great that we come and we feel comfortable in here. We have a place that we can share our faith and do that well and thrive and grow spiritually, but God doesn't mean for us to keep this gift that we have to ourselves. We're supposed to share it. And if you feel so comfortable here that you don't take it anywhere else, you're not going to be uncomfortable and do the ministering to others and bring other people to the religion, which is what we're truly meant to do. Being here, it can be easy to shut off what's going on outside and just ignore all the change that happens in the world. Society is changing very rapidly, probably the quickest it's really ever changed, with internet and information moves so fast around the globe. And it's very easy to reject that change. But I think we need to accept what God has planned for us. We accept God's changed. There's definitely evil change going out there in the world. There's always bad people out there. But there's definitely change that God has placed for us, and he wants us to use that to thrive and share his light with others. Like it says in Jeremiah 29:11, God has a plan for us. He has our back. He knows what he's doing. He didn't just think of this randomly. We have it written in Scripture. He knows what he's doing for us. He has a future for us. He wants us to prosper. And spreading the light of God is not always an easy thing to do, but it will help us grow closer to God and grow the church and the religion. At times, change can come in very unexpected ways, and sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad, and it's a lot of times very abrupt. I want to share a story with you of a young girl I came across on the internet a few days ago. Her name is Emma Bailey. Emma is a senior nearing graduation at Southern Nash High School. On Friday, May 25th, 2018, she was involved in a single car collision that left her with very limited use of her arms and no feeling from chest down. After surgery, the doctors have stated that her injuries are largely irreversible. To ones that know her, Emma is characterized as a very devout follower of God. Throughout this tragic incident, Emma and her parents are trying to remain positive. She plans to attend Meredith College in the fall, and her family hasn't given up hope that God can help Emma. They're clinging to God's promises and taking life one day at a time. It's a very strong example of how when circumstances change for us, when these unexpected things happen, whether they're good or bad, God has a plan for us. He will bring us out of it. He might not have caused the things, that might not have been a part of his original plan, but we will continue to walk the line if we allow it and be with God. I think we should all strive to be like Emma and her family, believe in God, and know that he has his hand on us and that he is doing what he desires us to do. To the class of 2018 in the New Hope Baptist Church, God has given us Jeremiah 29:11 as a reminder of his love. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Let's be courageous and embrace God's hope and future. Pray with me, please. Dear God, thank you for this wonderful Sunday morning. Thank you for giving us a chance to praise you on this youth Sunday. Allow us to realize that you have plans for us, and help us stay true to your plan as we continue on our spiritual journeys. God, I pray for Emma Bailey. Please place your healing hand upon her and help her return as close to as possible as her everyday life. Lift up Emma and anyone going through a tough time in life. I pray, God, that we can see all the change that's happening and continue to act for you as a light in this world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you.